We're holding on Lamed Beis, Omed Beis, the first line of a wide line. There's five lines from the bottom. Continuing with Dinim of Mezuzah, the Gemara says, V'omen Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda also says, in the name of Shmuel, Shlom B'makel, if a person hangs the mezuzah on a stick, psula, then it would be possible. So in other words, it has to be attached to the, it has to be attached to the door frame. It can't just be on a stick. My time of the sharecha, but in, because the pasuk says, which means it has to be on the gate itself, on the door or the gateway itself. And here it's hanging like that. The Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochem, we learn similarly in Ebraisa. If he hangs it on a door, or if he put it on the wall behind the door, not inside the doorway. Sakona, then there's a sakona in it, there's a danger in it. Now, what's the danger? Rashi explains, because after all, the mezuzah is supposed to put one of the things that the mezuzah protects you. The Gemara is going to talk about later that, so to speak, Hashem stands there by the door like a bodyguard and protects us. But that's only when it's placed properly on the in the doorway. So there's a danger in that now he thinks he's being protected and he's not. The ain't bar mitzvah and he's not yotzei the mitzvah in it. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos explains rather that the problem is it's not just the sakana that it won't protect you. It's also as a practical matter, if you have it hanging on a stick there in the doorway, then when you go in and out, you may bang your head about it. You may bang your head on it. And the same thing if it's behind the door, if it's on the wall next to the door, it may be sticking out far enough that you bang your head into it and don't realize. So on the other hand, the Braisa says shall base munbaz amelach. People of the household of Munbaz HaMelech. Munbaz famously comes up in various places in Shas and Midrashim, and a few places in Shas. Rashi identifies him as a descendant of the Hashmonaim. There's other sources that say that he and his family had been the kings of a country in northern Iraq called Chadiev, Adiev being in English, and they became Geirim. In any case, the members of his household, so whether he means the king and his entourage themselves, whether maybe it means their soldiers, anyway, Hoya Osin Rapunda Kesehen Kane, they would do exactly that, put it on a stick when they were staying temporarily in a place. So they would be traveling from place to place. So such a place is not chayiv and mezuzah at all, because you're not living there long enough. Later on, we're going to learn in the next parak, that if a person, that for up to 30 days, a person is potter from a mezuzah. So now, when Munbaz's family were going along, they would take mezuzahs with them as protection. This is, by the way, one of the sources for the idea, for example, of carrying around a mezuzah or having it in your car, for example, for protection that I've talked about, even when you're not actually yotzei mitzvah with it. And so now, when they would put it on the overnight, when they're staying in a room, they would put the mezuzah on a stick as a zecher for the mezuzah. The point is, in other words, as Rashi said, they were constantly traveling around. They wouldn't stay in any one place long enough to be chayiv in mezuzah. So they might go many years or even their entire life without ever being in a place with a chayiv in mezuzah, and therefore they made this zecher for it by putting it on a stick and carrying it around in them. Exactly that, zecher the mezuzah, as a zecher, as a remembrance for this point of mezuzah, because they're not living in a place long enough to be chayiv. The Gemara continues. The mitzvah is to place the mezuzah in the actual space of the doorway, not on the wall next to it. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Bisharecha, Amar Rachmana. After all, the Torah says that the mezuzah has to be bisharecha, and bisharecha means in your gates, so actually in the gateway, in the doorway. The answer is sakudat chamina. Fine, but you would have thought Choyuv Amar Rava, but Rava also says mitzvah lahanicha. Rava also says, through the Rana Masuvia, that the mitzvah is to place the mezuzah in the tefach, in the outer tefach of the doorway that's closest to Rosh Hashanah Abim. So in other words, Rashi describes, if you have a very thick doorway, you have a very, very thick wall and a doorway going through it, then the mezuzah should be in the tefach of the doorway that's closest to Rosh Hashanah Abim. The idea being, in other words, since you want to have that as soon as possible when he comes into the house, then he's encountering the mezuzah. So given that point, kama demirachat mali, you would think that if it's further away from the house, then it would even be better, and you should put it on the outside of the door. Kamash Milan, therefore we're being told that no, it's supposed to be in the doorway, in the space of the doorway itself. Interestingly, the Kusim, the Shemronim, as we know, certain mitzvahs. They're the ones who replace the Aseres HaShavatim in the center of Eretz Yisrael, and they have a version of their own of the Torah, and they keep mitzvahs in a certain style of their own. They actually have. They took this mitzvah mezuzah to mean that you actually have to have it literally al. They have it literally above the doorway, and they actually have to have it on the outside. They'll have a stone slab over there with certain words written on it in their script. But here the Gemara is saying, absolutely not. That's not the true way a mezuzah is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in the actual doorway. Now, sometimes you have a doorway where you can't, for whatever reason. You have certain kinds of doorways that are made nowadays where you physically can't put the mezuzah inside the door frame because it'll block the door. So then the post can talk about, then you have reason, then in fact you can put it on the wall next to the doorway. You have also cases where you're concerned that it may be stolen, like in some apartment buildings or whatever. Then you have more of an ability to put it on the inside next to the doorway rather than in it. But ordinarily it's supposed to be in the actual doorway. The Gemara continues. If a person wrote a mezuzah, let's go back a moment to the matter of writing a mezuzah. But as the Gemara is going to go on to say, it really actually has to do with where we put the mezuzah. If a person were to write a mezuzah in two columns, it would be possible. So you think of like a Sefer Torah, has columns, as we learned previously. So now, if you were to take the mezuzah and write it partially in one column and partially in the other, then it would be possible. So the Gemara says, Macy, I have a contradiction to that. A Braisa says, Kosval Shnei Dapin, if he writes a mezuzah on two columns, V'yinichah B'Shnei Sifin, and he put it on the two sides and on the two side pieces of the doorway, sola, then it would be possible. In other words, if he wrote, let's say he wrote Shema in one column and on one piece of parchment and put it on one side of the door, and Vahoyim Shemaya on the other and put it on the other side, then it would be possible. Because you don't have a complete mezuzah in any one place. But the implication seems to be implying that if you had it in two columns, as long as it's on one side of the door, that's kosher. So not like Shmuel. The answer is, the braisa doesn't mean that you actually have, that you physically placed one parasha on one side and the other on the other. It just means that it's capable of being put on two sides, namely that you have a blank space between one and another, so conceivably you could cut it in two and put one on one side and the other on the other side, and even then it would be possible because even though he didn't actually place it on two sides, because conceivably it could have been placed on two sides, so it has to be written as one large column. Tosfos discusses this point a little further and compares it with certain other dinim as far as things that have to be written in a sefer, whether they can be written in multiple columns. And in any case, Tosfos brings up the possibility that we actually mean that to begin with he wrote it on two pieces of parchment. And was saying that would be possible. Tosfos had discussed earlier in connection with when we learned yesterday about the point about possibly taking pieces of Sefer Torah and turning them into a mezuzah, or taking pieces of tefillin and turning them into a mezuzah. We said you can't because Malan Bakodesh v'lay meridian, but nevertheless, in practice, in theory, you could have done it. So one point is that possibly if you were to sew them together, then it would be good, and therefore that would be reason to say that maybe you could indeed write them on two pieces of parchment as long as you then sew them together. Lamaisa, because the posts can argue about it, all mezuzahs nowadays are made of one single piece of parchment in one single column. The Gemara continues. When it comes to knowing which side you're supposed to put the mezuzah on, now the mezuzah is supposed to go on the right side as you go in, because as the Gemara is going to explain later on, the pasuk says that you have to put it on mezuzah's beis secha, and the word beis secha means it can also be understood as bi'oscha, as you're coming in. So the way that you come in first is where the mezuzah should be placed. Most people are right-footed, the same way as most people are right-handed, and therefore most people, when they walk into a house, are going to walk with the right foot first, and therefore that's the side to put a mezuzah. The pashtus, even if you happen to have an individual, happens to be left-footed, nevertheless you would go according to most of the world in that context. Anyway, so the question is, so many times it's very clear which is the right side. You have the front door of your house, for example, obviously. The right side is obviously, then you're going to put it on the right side as you're coming into the house. But what about sometimes you have a door where you're not sure which is the more primary way to go? So, the mezuzah holachacha hekel ksir. When it comes to a mezuzah, you go according to which side you recognize as the more important one by looking where the hinge is. the side that the hinge is on is the side that the door is going to open into. So that side is considered to be the more important place. So meaning, in other words, so if you have, so you have a door between two rooms, for example, then the mezuzah will go on the right side as you're going into the room where the hinges are, the door, the side that the door opens into. So the Gemara says, my heker tzir, what exactly do we mean by that? How do you determine by the hinge like that? And the Gemara, what is the tzir anyway? And so the answer is, Amar Rav Ada Avaksa. So Rav Ada says it means the threshold in which the hinge of the door swivels. The doors they have in the times of the Gemara, they didn't often have hinges that are attached to the side of it that attach it to the door frame like we do. Instead, the typical way was that you would have the door would have pegs on the top and on the bottom. The top one would go into a hole in the lintel, the bottom one would go into a hole in the threshold, and the door would swing that way. So now, whichever side the door, however that's placed, and you're going to have the door is going to swing in that direction, then that's the side that's considered the more primary one, and therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side going into there. The Gemara says, hey, dummy, what kind of scenario are we talking about? For example, if you have a doorway between two rooms, or two sections of the house. For example, bein bei gavri lebein noshi. For example, between the men's area and the women's area. So Rashi explains, let's say, for example, a person may have, people who are always coming to visit his house, whether just visitors, whether workmen, whatever it is exactly. Now, his wife is also at home, and he wants some privacy for her. She wants to be able to do her work in private without other people constantly barging in on her. So he would divide the house in two and have a specific area for her. Each side of the house would have its own separate doorway out to the Shesarabim, and then there would be a doorway between the two parts of the house. So now the question is, which one is considered the more important part? Because after all, people do go in both directions through that door. So now we say you go according to Heker Tzir because you can't really say that either side is more important than the other. So there is quite a bit of discussion among the poskim. What about first of all? What about so one of the questions? So one point of discussion is just how. Equal in usage do the two rooms have to be? If one of them is somewhat more used than the other, then does that take precedence over Heker Tzir? Many poskim say yes. So let's say, for example, so here we're talking about the men's and women's areas of the house, which are, as far as that goes, equal in usage. But let's say, for example, you have a dining room and a kitchen, let's say, or something like that, then you might actually look which one in the usage of the house is considered the more primary one, and then put the mezuzah on the right side going into there. Minhag Chabad is actually that we instead what we do is, every time that we have, whenever we have any interior door, we always consider that a doorway between one room and the next, we always say that we go according to Heker Tzir. Only when it comes to exterior doors, only when it comes to like the front door or the side door out to the alleyway or whatever, then we go according to the right. But other than that, we always go according to Heker Tzir, even if the flow of traffic in the house is not necessarily like that. Another question also
I have a kitchen with a small hallway about a few feet that goes into the dining room. I never know which side I should put them as well. Is it on the side of the kitchen, on the side of the dining room? I'm not sure.
What you should do is you should ask a sofer. You should ask a sofer. There's one here in Crown Heights, for example, actually, a writer, Rabbi Gad Sabag. You can actually video call him, and he'll walk you through which side to place it on. So you may want to do that. But Minhag Chabad would be that you just go that you go if there's doors in those doorways, then you would go according to Heker Tzir. It was Minhag Chabad. If there's no doors in the doorways, that was the next thing I was going to talk about. First of all, the Gemara itself is now going to talk about doors in a minute. But when there's no Heker Tzir, then there is also discussion. What do you do then as far as the mezuzah? In fact, the Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his Trubas that in that case, such a doorway would be not first of all, they wouldn't talk talk about in a minute, whether a door needs a doorway to even be chayiv in mezuzah. According to the Rambam, it does. According to everybody else, it doesn't. But on top of that, when here you also have the question of heker tzir, which door is the more important one, which side is the more important one, Rav Moshe passed them, then in that case, you don't need to put a mezuzah at all, because otherwise, what are you going to do? Put a mezuzah on each side? Other posts can disagree and say that that in that case, you can put it on either side you want. But ultimately, as far as your case and similar cases, yeah, it's good to ask an actual sofer. And like I say, nowadays, you can send him pictures or do a video call with him, and he'll guide you with it.
There's no doors. It's a very short hallway.
Right. So better you should do that then, and he'll be able to guide you.
Who should I ask?
So I was saying you have a writer. You can find their number online. The head of the organization there is Rav Gad Sabag. He's helped me with this kind of thing many times before.
Which organization is that?
I'll send it to you afterwards. I'll send it to you afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. So again, the Veltishin Minhag is that we use Heker Tzir only when we have no other alternative, whereas the Chabadskin Minhag is that we use Heker Tzir almost exclusively except for exterior doorways. The Gemara continues, Reish Galusa Bona Besa. The Reish Galusa built himself a new house, Omalei Rav Nachman Kvali Mezuzah. And he asked Rav Nachman, please put up the mezuzahs for me. So this is actually the equivalent of what we're just talking about. The Reish Galusa himself wouldn't necessarily know all the dinim of where the mezuzahs should be placed and so forth. So he asked Rav Nachman to do it for him. So Rav Nachman answers, Toli Doshi Bereisha. Put up the Doshi first. Now, what are Doshi? The usual meaning of Doshi is doorways. However, Rashi explains that it means actually the door frame. The point being, in other words, since the mezuzah has to be attached to the door frame, if you were to put the mezuzah, imagine, for example, you were to take the mezuzah and attach it to one of the pieces of wood that's going to make up the door frame, and then put that in place, and then nail that in place on the door, that's a problem called Tasa V'Loimina Asri. You have to make a mezuzah. In general, we have a number of mitzvahs. You have to make them. It can't be already made. So here, to have the mezuzah on the piece of wood that's going to become the door frame and then put it up would be possible. You have to first have the door frame in place, and then you can attach the mezuzah to it. So therefore, Rav Nachman tells the Reish Galusa, you have to do that, and then we can put up the mezuzahs. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, no, in that case, the word doshi doesn't really fit. Doshi means doors. Then the word should be sifi, which means the door frame. Rather, Tosfos says, the vote is that the case we're talking about over here was precisely a doorway which is used for traffic in both directions between two equally important places, like the men's area and the women's area that we were saying before, and therefore Rav Nachman tells them, put up the door first, so put up the doors, according to Tosfos, Dasha means the doors, put up the doors first, then we'll be able to see which way the Heker Tzir is, and then based on that I'll be able to put the mezuzah for you. The Rambam has an etshuva. First of all, the Rambam has yet another understanding of it. The Rambam learns that a doorway is not even chayiv in mezuzah unless it has an actual door in it. So the Chachmei Lunel, the Chachamim of Lunel in the south of France, corresponded regularly with the Rambam and asked him lots of questions about things that he wrote in Yad HaChazakah, and one of them was they asked him about this. They said, given that the Gemara has just talked about this matter of Heker Tzir, doesn't that indicate, like Tosfos says, that's what Rav Nachman is worried about? We need a Heker Tzir, but not in and of itself that a doorway without a door should be potter from the mezuzah. The Rambam answers back with a nice turn of phrase. He says, we know there's a concept of darshaning smuchim in the Torah, that sometimes because in the Torah you have one thing and right away after it says something else, then we learn something from an halacha. There's actually an example in our parasha according to some Tanoim, machsheif alois achaya kol sheikh alim behema mois yumas, that we learn that certain cases of machsheif would get skila. Anyway, the point is, but the Rambam says in the Gemara, the Rambam says, what are you darshaning smuchim in the Gemara? Just because the Gemara was talking about Heker Tzir just now doesn't mean that the din we're talking about has anything to do with that. So no, the vort is, Rav Nachman is telling them, put up the doors, because without doors, your doorway is not going to be chayav in a mezuzah. Lemaisa, since many other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and hold that a doorway is chayav in mezuzah, even without a door, and again, they're saying that what Rav Nachman is saying is about Heker Tzir or whatever, so therefore in practice, when we have a doorway without a door, we put a mezuzah in it, but without a bracha. Again, when there's a question which way the door is primarily used, which way the door is primarily used, then you have, according to Rav Moshe, you may not have to put a mezuzah there at all, and according to other poskim, you can put it on either side you want. Let's talk now about the direction in which the mezuzah should be placed. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rab, asak min neger. If a person were to make the mezuzah like a neger, Rashi describes that Rashi and has a diagram over here that you mean he made it like a bolt that goes into the side of the door. So like you stick it, you make a hole deep into the side and then into the side piece of the door, and you put the mezuzah in there so that like only the end is sticking out. So then psula, then it would be possible. We'll talk about soon other possible answer, other possible meanings of what that can be. So then it would be possible. So the Gemara says, "Eini, is that so?" V'aki asid Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Omar, when Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, "Kulum mezuzta the Bei Rebbe kmin neger havu avidam." All the mezuzas in the house of Rebbe were made exactly like that, like a neger. And he said another din as well, which the Gemara is going to analyze in more detail later on. By he piska the ayel by Rebbe the Bei Medrasha. Also, you should know, he says there was a small door through which Rebbe would come into the Beis Medrash. Meaning, in other words, it actually explains like this: Rebbe, of course, would sit in the front of the Beis Medrash, but if he went in the normal door that everybody else comes in through, then everybody would have to stand up in his honor, and he didn't want to be matriach everybody. So therefore, instead, he had a special door built closer to his place, so this way he could come in through that door and immediately sit down, and therefore no, there's not matriach people to stand up in his honor. So that little doorway, loy havel mezuzah, that little doorway did not have a mezuzah for reasons that the Gemara is going to talk about further on. But the point is, we're saying that the mezuzah was placed like a neger, and here you're just saying that if it was a hero of Yehuda is telling us in the name of Rab, that kind of thing is possible. The answer is like Kasha, it's not a contradiction. The basic meaning of neger is a bolt. So we have to, a bolt or a peg. So let's figure out there are different ways in which such a thing can be placed. So the answer is like Kasha, Hoda Avidikis Sichta. The answer is there's a difference whether it's placed like a peg, Hoda Avidikis Istavira, or whether it's placed like an Istavira. So Rashi explains, Rashi gives two explanations. One is that we're saying it's possible if it's horizontal, stuck into the doorway, but it is kosher if it's vertical. So then that would be kosher, but that can also be called like a peg, or like again, the basic meaning of neger is a peg or a bolt. So fine, you can have a vertical bolt. So that would be kosher, but if it's horizontal, then it's possible. Rashi gives a second explanation that istivira means the leg bones. So it means, in other words, in particular, the knee. So now the knee makes an angle. So the same way, what would be a kosher way of putting the mezuzah, says Rashi, would be if it's placed like an L shape, one of them, one end upright and the other end laying down. So in other words, according to Rashi, in short, if it's laying down, then it would be possible, whether you actually stick it into the thickness of the doorway, or even if you just put it across the doorway laying down. But if you have it vertical, then it's good. And in fact, Rashi is saying, according to the second explanation, that even if it's only partially vertical and it's bent in the middle and part of it is horizontal, then it's also fine. Tosfos has some problems with that explanation. It comes out from Rashi, in short, that it's best for the mezuzah to be vertical. But Tosfos objects. For example, we find that the luchos and the sefer Torah that were in the Orin were placed laying down, even though rather than standing up. To bury somebody standing up is considered a big vizoyan. On the contrary, the mezuzah better should be laying down. So Tosfos discusses that what it means is, in other words, just the opposite. What it's saying is that when it's vertical, then it's no good. When it's horizontal, Tosfos learns that istivira would be a horizontal bone in the bone that goes across the leg, so like the kneecap or something like that. Then just the opposite, it would be kosher. And Tosfos goes on to discuss this point. Tosfos also brings up a point that istivira might mean you put it on a diagonal. So in practice, so therefore, according to the different possibilities over here, we can have, it comes out, according to Rashi, the mezuzah should be vertical, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, one possibility is that it should better be horizontal. So therefore, and now we're saying one way to do it is to do it is to do it on diagonal. So in fact, the posts can bring precisely for that reason. So the Sfardish minhag is generally exclusively like Rashi in that regard. So they just put them as a vertical and have done with it. The Ashkenazic minhag is in fact to put it on a diagonal, and this way it accommodates both the opinions of Rashi and Rabbi Natan. And again, it points to one possibility in Tosfos that is in fact what the Gemara means by saying that it should be like an istivira. When you do that, the post can say, when you're putting it on an angle like that, on a diagonal, what you should also do is the head end of the mezuzah should be in the direction of that you're walking. Again, we just said the mezuzah is supposed to be on the right side, so therefore you would have the mezuzah would be angled so that the top end, you're placing it on the right side, and the top end is angled towards the room that you're walking into when that's your right side. So the Gemara says, now, the second point that Yitzchak Bar Yosef had said, that there was a doorway in Rebbe's Beis Medrash, the little doorway that he would use to get to his place, that we said did not have a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that so? Rav Huna had a similar kind of thing. He had it also, a doorway that he would use to go into the Beis Medrash, for the same reason. Rav Huna says, he's not matriach, his talmidim, to always stand in his honor. And that had a mezuzah. So if Rav Huna has a mezuzah on there, why didn't Rebbe have on his? And the answer is, the answer is, that was a regular doorway. Rashi explains, in other words, that it wasn't just used by Rav Huna. It was used by many of the other people who would go into the Beis Medrash. In fact, most of them. Therefore, it would be chayiv in a mezuzah. But in other words, had it been exclusively for Rav Huna's use, then it would have been potter. As in fact, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, when it comes to a mezuzah, you go according to what's customary. Meaning, Rashi explains, if a room has more than one door, then you only need to put a mezuzah on the door that's used most often. Now that's according to Rashi. Most Rishonim disagree with Rashi on that and say that no, all doors in and out of a room require a mezuzah unless they're just not used at all. So therefore, so they learn the Gemara differently. Means, again, when you're trying to figure out which side to put the mezuzah on, then you have to consider which side is used more, in which direction do people go more, like we were saying before. But nevertheless, every door that's used regularly would need a mezuzah. The one in Rebbe's Beis Medrash, fine, it was a doorway exclusively for his use, and it was maybe a doorway that wasn't even used that often, and therefore it would be potter from mezuzah. Tosfos also brings up the point, by the way, that in principle of Beis Medrash, we see from other Gemaras that a Beis Medrash ought to be potter from a mezuzah altogether. There's a Gemara in Yuma, there's a Sugya in Masechta Yuma that also discusses Dinim of Megillah, and it mentions over there that Shuls and Bate Medrash in principle are potter from mezuzah. However, Tosfos says that you could have the Beis Medrash could have people that could have sometimes, for example, you have a shamash who stays in the Beis Medrash, so then it would be chayiv and mezuzah because then it is a place where a person actually lives. Lemaisa, the universal minhag nowadays is to place mezuzahs on the doors of shuls and Bate Medrash, and in fact it's brought the Maharam Rutenberg at one point didn't have a mezuzah on the door of his Beis Medrash, and he started having nightmares, and then he realized that he has to put up a mezuzah over there, and the nightmares went away. So ultimately, that's what we do, even though in principle it might not be required if nobody stays in Beis Medrash overnight. Let's talk more about the placement of the mezuzah. Omer of Zera, Omer of Masna, Omer Shmuel, Mitzvah LaHanicha B'Tchilas Shlisha Elyon. The proper way is to place the mezuzah at the beginning of the upper third of the doorway. So in other words, for example, you'll often find in modern doorways in apartments and in houses tend to be more or less a standard size. They usually approximate about 80 inches, give or take, about 6.5 feet. So then what you do is you measure 1/3 of 81 inches. So 1/3 of that would be 27 inches. So then according to that, you would put the mezuzah approximately 27 inches from the top of the doorway. So that means, let's say, 2/3 of the door, of the height of the doorway underneath the mezuzah, and then comes the mezuzah. Rav Huna says, By the way, the post can do point out, if you have a particularly tall doorway, then you don't do that. If you have, let's say, a doorway 10 feet tall, and you're going to put the mezuzah two-thirds of the way up, then it's going to be higher than the average person is going to see. So then what you do is you put it at shoulder height. Tosfos, in fact, mentions that point, that the Beis Medrash of Rav Chanina had a mezuzah at shoulder height. So Pashtus, the point would be, in other words, that it was a very tall doorway, and therefore that's how they had to do it. So the Gemara continues. So that was Rav Zeira in the name of Rav Nasna in the name of Shmuel. Rav Huna says no. Magbiyam and akarta tefach. All you have to do is you have to have it at least one tefach off the ground. Or marchuk and akarta tefach. And you need at least one tefach away from the top of the door. The whole rest of the doorway, says Rav Huna, would be kosher for placing the mezuzah. You don't have to do it in the top third. One interesting point is, given we were just talking about the mezuzah being placed like a bolt, and we had different definitions of what it means placed like a bolt. There's an explanation, actually, that the idea is, if you were to place the mezuzah too close to the bottom of the door, or too close to the top, then it would look like a bolt, literally. People would think that it's a bolt for the door, and they would not realize at all that it's a mezuzah. So Rav Huna says you can put it on most of the doorway. So the Gemara says, Macy, I have a contradiction, but let's look at a Braisa and see. There are two opinions on the subject and see how those map to the opinions of the respective Amiroi. The Braisa says, Magbiyam and Akarta Tefach or Mark and Akarta Tefach. You need at least one Tefach off the ground and at least one Tefach away from the top of the door. And the whole rest of the door would be kosher for mezuzah. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi says no. The pasuk says, after all, it says you should tie tefillin on your arm and your head, and then the next thing after that it says uchsavdom. You should write the mezuzah and place it on your doorway. So we learn from that. We learn from that hekesh makshira begoyva, just like tying tefillin is done on the height on the highest part of the head, as we're going to learn later on in the perek about the placement of tefillin. Aksiva begoyva, the same thing. The written mezuzah should be placed on the highest place, implying, so the Gemara assumes that means it should be placed all the way near the top of the doorway. Whereas Shmuel is saying you put it one third of the way down. So in other words, to give our example before, it sounds like you don't put tefillin only two thirds of the way. You don't put tefillin shorosh only two thirds of the way up on your body. Why would Shmuel be saying that you put the mezuzah two thirds of the way up the doorway? So Rav Huna's opinion, fine, then he's agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda that you can put it anywhere in the doorway except for the extreme top or the extreme bottom. But we have to ask, according to Shmuel, how does it work? Da'amar Kaman, which opinion is he following? Loik Rabbi Yehuda v'loik Rabbi Yossi. He doesn't seem to be following either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yehuda would say that it could be anywhere in the doorway, and Shmuel is saying it has to be davka in the top third, but Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying it should be all the way at the top. The answer is Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Nasan La'olam K'Rav Yossi. In fact, Shmuel is saying like Rav Yossi. Umay Tchilas Shlusha Elyon D'Kamar. What does Shmuel mean when he says the beginning of the upper third? He doesn't mean Dafka the mezuzah should be there. It means Lahavchika. Means as far as putting it further away. Don't put it any further down than that. Don't put it any further down than the upper third. Shaloi Lahavchika. Menach Kodesh Amayla Yosef Mishlish. Don't put it more than one third of the way down from the top. You could put it any place in that third, and therefore that would fit well with Rabbi Yossi's opinion that it should be in the top. The poskim argue about the details about it, but Rosh in fact learns, Taka, that the halacha is indeed like Rav Yossi, and like Shmuel, that can be anywhere in the upper third, and it could even be right below the lintel, and doesn't even need to be a tefach away. But the Rambam learns that it should be l'chatzila. It should be one third of the way from the top. And v'diyeved, you put it higher up, then it would be kosher. Sometimes people put up their mezuzahs and they tack to put them up too high. Sometimes you'll find when you look, it's much more than two thirds of the way from the bottom. The ideal place, the post can say, is indeed to place it two thirds of the way from the bottom. So again, in our example before, in a typical doorway nowadays, it would be 26. The bottom of the mezuzah would be 26 or 27 inches from the top. The dievet, as we're saying, if it's higher, it may be kosher. And again, when you have a really tall doorway, then you don't put, then you don't bother with that, and then you put it at shoulder, right? The Gemara continues. Omar Rava, mitzvah lahamicha betepach hasamoch l'shoset rabin. The proper mitzvah is to place the mezuzah in the outer tefach of the doorway closest to l'shoset rabin. Like we said before, if you have a thick about putting it at shoulder height, Tosfos actually traces that to the Yerushalmi, and Tosfos points out apparently the Yerushalmi is arguing with Al Gemara, because Al Gemara would seem to say that you always put it at 2/3 or possibly higher. Nevertheless, though, the post can say that we can follow the Yerushalmi in that, and therefore tackle with taller doorways. That's what we do. Okay. So Omar Rav, a mitzvah la'anich v'tefach ha-samach l'chesed abim, the proper way, again, is to place it in the outer tefach of the thickness of the doorway closest to Rosh Hashanah abim. My timer, why is that? Rabbanan Amri, so the Rabbanan say, this way you encounter the mezuzah as soon as you're coming in. You're walking into the doorway this way, the mezuzah, you immediately see the mezuzah. Rav Chanina Misura, Omar Rav Chanina Misura, gives a different reason. Because you want the mezuzah is a protection of Hashem for us. You want the mezuzah to protect the entire house. So if you have the mezuzah closer to the inside, then basically, in other words, the metaphor of it is that the mezuzah is only protecting from where it's placed and further in. So therefore, if you place it, closer to the inside of the doorway, well then the house is protected only from that point on. You want the thickness of the walls to be protected by Hashem also. Therefore, you should put it, says Rav Chanina Misura, as close as possible to the outside. Again, as we said before, you might have thought that you should put it actually on the outside, and we said that not. It has to be Ubi Sharecha, but nevertheless, you should put it as close to the outside as possible. And in this connection, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chanina, bo yirei shaloi kamidas hakadosh baruch hu midas vasal adam. Come see that the way that Hashem does things is not the way like that human beings do. Midas vasal adam melech yoshev b'fneim ba'am mesham rinoisim malachot. A human king sits inside his palace and his people, or different girsa on the side, va'avodah of his servants, walk guard him from the outside. Midas hakadosh baruch hu ina kain. Hashem's midah is not like that. It's the other way around. Avodah of yoshev b'fneim. His servants, we Jewish people, sit inside the house, v'hu mesham rinoisim malachot." And Hashem guards us from the outside by way of the mezuzah. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Hashem is your guard. Hashem is your guard. Hashem tzilcha, yadi minacha. Hashem is your shadow by your right hand. So in other words, by the right side, you put the mezuzah on the right side, like we were saying before. And Hashem, so to speak, shadows and guards you by means of that. Which is why we have all the time, famously, whenever people were having problems of various kinds, that everyone would tell them to check their mezuzahs and also their tefillin, because the mezuzah brings a bracha for the household. We have many, 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 many stories and many, many examples of that from the Rebbe and from earlier tzaddikim as well, where we see it stacked that way. We have also famous the story of Onkelos, when one of the groups of soldiers is coming to arrest him at the orders of his uncle the emperor, and the emperor tells him don't talk with him at all, because previous groups they already talked into Yiddishkeit. But when he's leaving, he puts his hand on the mezuzah and starts laughing or smiling, and he explains, and they ask him what's that, and he explains that I'm thinking of how my uncle is being guarded by all you soldiers, whereas Hashem guards us. And they were so impressed by that that they became gerim as well. This is, by the way, that story of Onkelos is the source for putting our hand on the mezuzah when we go in and out. The popular meaning is to kiss it as well. That doesn't seem to have such a solid source, but there is but nevertheless we do it to show our love for the mitzvah. The Gemara continues. Donash Rabbi Yosef Vrei de Rava Mishmei de Rava. Rabbi Yosef, son of Rava, darshan in the name of his father. Hamik lo tefach. If he carved into the doorway a hole, a tefach deep, and then he placed the mezuzah inside that. So before we were talking about, for example, placing the mezuzah where it sticks in like a bolt going into the side of the door, and that we said was possible. Here we're talking about, you're putting it horizontal or vertical, depending on the different explanations of Rashi and Tosfos, but you carved, you'll find on many, in many, in many old houses, in many ancient houses in Eretz Yisrael, for example, you'll often find they would make a groove, they would carve out a groove in the doorway, and then they would place the mezuzah inside that groove. And that way it's flush with the wall. So that's fine, but that hole cannot be tefach deep. Sula, then it would be possible, because it has to be al mezuzah speisecha, and it has to be on the doorway, and otherwise it will be sharecha, and it has to be in the doorway. If it's not, if it's too deep, then it's not really in the doorway. And so the Gemara says, lema mesayale, should we say that the following braisa supports what Rava is saying? The braisa says, yinicha b'petzin, If a person placed the mezuzah in the patsim, which is the door frame, inside the door frame, osha tola alel malbin, or if after he put up the mezuzah, he put a brick in front of it, so then im yesham tefach, if the depth of the side of the door or the brick that sticks out is a tefach, then no good. Sarach mezuzah acheres, then he would need a different mezuzah. Obviously you can take out the original one and put it in properly, but in other words, the point is that's not the right way to put the mezuzah. V'im lav, it's not a tefach deep, ain't it? Sarach mezuzah acheres, then he doesn't need a different mezuzah. So we see exactly what Rava is saying, that it can't be a tefach deep into the door frame. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily, because Kitanya hi b'pesach sha'achori adelus. That b'raisa may be talking about when you have a door behind a door, meaning Rashi describes, let's say for you have in a corner of a building or the corner of a room, you have, for example, so there's a doorpost over there at the corner, and then you have two doors on either side of it. Both of them use that doorpost both of them have hinges attached to that doorpost where they swing on it. So now the point is, in other words, that So now, if you were to take, for example, a mezuzah for the door on one side and put it in the doorway of the other side, so would it work for both of them? So now the Braisa is telling us if that doorpost is not a tefach wide, if it's a tefach wide, or if you added bricks to it to make it a tefach wide, then you're going to need two separate mezuzahs. But if it's less than a tefach wide, and you didn't add anything to it, then we would consider those two doors as though they were one big door, and then one mezuzah is motzi both of those doors. So the Gemara may mean that, and therefore, according to that way of looking at it, we're not talking at all about the question of when you have only one single door and the mezuzah is deep inside, is deep inside the door frame. So the Bach has a somewhat different explanation of it. He explains that what we're talking about is that you have this one doorway from the street, but then inside it divides into two doorways. You have a doorway from there into the larger room, and then a doorway in the other direction into a smaller room. So in other words, you would have, when you put a mezuzah, so let's say, in other words, you have the mezuzah placed on the right side for the door from the outside. Does it also cover the door that's going into the small room to the right, or does it not? So that would be the question, whether it's a thickness of a tefach or not. So the Gemara says, "Habehedya katoni law." We don't need the Braisa to be talking about dafka that case, because the Braisa continues. Pesach shachori adelus, a doorway that's behind the door. Im yesham tefach, if there's a tefach of the doorpost between them, tzarach mezuzah acheres, then you need a separate mezuzah v'im lav. And if not, ain't tzarach mezuzah acheres, then you don't need a separate mezuzah. So the Braisa is specifically addressing that case. Mashma, that the first part is talking about a single doorway and talking about putting the mezuzah deep in behind the doorpost, as Rava had said, and the Braisa is saying that that's no good, so that would support what Rava says after all. Although the Gemara says no, because Kate said for Tony, the Braisa is not necessarily saying that. The Braisa may be giving an example. It's not giving two different cases. It's saying, you want to know what I mean by having it a tefach away, would be an example of that when you have two doors next to one another and you have a doorpost and you have a tefach or less than a tefach doorpost between them. Or you have, as the Bach has over here, where one doorway immediately opens into another doorway to its right. Fine. So that is, nevertheless, I mean, we haven't schlugged up with it, but we just said that the Braisa is not a proof for him, and that is the halacha on the mezuzah. If you are going to carve a groove into the doorway to put the mezuzah in, so that the mezuzah is flush with the door, then that groove cannot be a tefach deep. Okay. The Gemara continues, Tana, we learn in a Braisa, Hamid la malben shokanim. Suppose a person does not have an actual door frame, so he doesn't have wood to make a door frame, so instead he puts up a tzuras pesach made out of reeds. So what should he do? As far as the mezuzah, he can cut open one of those reeds to form a holder for the mezuzah, umanicha, and then he can place the mezuzah in that. So in other words, he won't have a separate mezuzah case. He'll just have that the mezuzah will be placed inside one of those reeds that makes up the door frame. However, the Gemara points out, that would only work if he did it in that order. First, he put up the door frame out of reeds, then he cut open one with beads and then placed the mezuzah inside. But if he were to cut it open and place the mezuzah in, and then a little safe hand in, and then he puts up the door frame, no good, psula, then it would be possible with this task of olimina osu, because you have to make it not that it's already made, like we talked about on Amud Aleph. According to Rashi, that was precisely why Rav Nachman didn't want to put up the Reish Kolosis Mezuzahs until he put up the door frames, because task of olimina osu. So therefore, so in other words, it has to be that the door is already in place, and only then do you put up the mezuzah. We learn that concept of Tass of Elimina Osri comes up, in particular in Hilchos Tzitzis. We're going to learn in the next parak, Bez Hashem, that you can't have, for example, let's say a small piece of cloth that has Tzitzis attached to it, and then you're going to sew it onto a larger beged, and there you have, the Tzitzis already ready made, no good, because the pasuk says, Dilim Tass Lacha, you should make for yourself fringes, which implies Elimina Osri can't be already made. So therefore, in the same thing, by a mezuzah, the same rule would apply to a mezuzah. The same rule applies in a number of different areas of halacha as well, that we say it comes up as far as sukkah, as far as other things, that's how it is. Next, the Gemara says, for Omar Rava, Tani Pischi Shimoi Pturim Na Mezuzah. Rava also says that doors of Shimoi are potter from mezuzah. Shimoi, Rashi explains, is related to the word Oshem. You have an expression in the Gemara, Zokin Ashmoi, which means an old person who's a Baal Averis, a Rosh. So the same way, Pisrei Shimoi over here would be doors that are messed up, that don't have the normal form of a doorway. So the Gemara says, my Pisrei Shimoi, what exactly do we mean by that? So Rabbi Chumi and Abba Yossi argue what the definition of Pisrei Shimoi is. Chad Amar Delesko Tikra, one says that it means that the doorway does not have an upper lintel. So Rashi actually gives two explanations. One is that it doesn't have a lintel. So in other words, it may be there's stones or bricks from the wall that are above the doorway over there. The doorway doesn't just go up all the way to the top of the wall, but there's no actual door frame over there on top, is Rashi's first explanation. Rashi's second explanation is that the less little tikra would mean that the house as a whole does not have a roof. Tosfos wonders about that. Why, for example, a chotzer is chayiv in a mezuzah, even though it doesn't have a roof? Why should, according to this opinion, why should a house without a roof not be chayiv in a mezuzah? Anyway, so that's one opinion. The other opinion says that it means that the door does not have doorposts. So in other words, the idea would be that. Rashi has two explanations. The first explanation is that they don't have a tikra, means they don't have an upper lintel, and they don't have shakufi, would mean it doesn't have doorposts. The second explanation is that tikra means the house as a whole does not have a roof, and shakfi would mean that it doesn't have a lintel on top of the door. So there's this machlokas then whether such doors are chayev in mezuzah. And in Shulchan Aruch it's paskim like that, and therefore if a doorway does not have a lintel, does not have a proper lintel, or does not have proper sides, then in fact it's potter from mezuzah. This is Rav Ruchumi and Abba Yossi, by the way, it's explained, the Doros HaRishonim, Sefer on Drush History, talks about, it seems that they were two of the early Rabbanon Sevaroi. So here we have, in general, the Rabbanon Sevaroi made a few editorial additions to the Gemara, so this would be one of them. Rava, having brought up a few generations earlier the point that Pisrei Shimoi are potter, and had never been defined what Pisrei Shimoi are, so now two of the early Rabbanon Sevaroi from the period immediately after the Gemara argued about it, and their opinions were placed in the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chista, Achsadra Pturah Min HaMezuzah. An Achsadra, an entryway in front of the house, which has, it's closed up on three sides, and the fourth side is completely open. Rashi points out that it's mostly open on the fourth side. There's no doorway on the fourth side. There is a little bit of wall above the entrance, because on that side you need to hold up the ceiling, but it's not really made for a doorway over there. So Rav Bar Shila is telling us in the name of Chista, Pturah Min HaMezuzah, that such a doorway would be potter from mezuzah, because it doesn't have doorposts. So the Gemara says, "Hol yeshlo simin chayeves." So does that imply that if it had not only doorposts, it doesn't have a simin? Rashi translates amudim, pillars. There's no pillars on the fourth side, and therefore it's problem. So the Gemara asks, "Hol yeshlo simin chayeves?" So you're telling me if it had pillars on the fourth side, on the open side, it would be chayev. Why? Look, here's a particular hujadid. Aren't those, even if there were pillars over there, they're just made to hold up the roof. They're not made for a doorway. So it should be taught to either way. And the answer is the Gemara says, fine. What it means is potter kama. Afa pishi yeshla patsimin. Even though it has patsimin, ptura, nevertheless it's potter, she'en asurina lachizik latifra, because even if there were, they would be made only in order to hold up the roof of the asadra and not really a doorway. And in fact, the Gemara says, "Omar Abay Chazina Lahul is Lidi Debeimar." I saw the asadras, the entryways of the house of my Rebbe, which is Rabbah, the Islu Patsimi. They in fact had such pillars, the less Lahul Mezuzah, and he didn't place any mezuzahs on them. And the reason is, Kosava, precisely because Rabbah held B'chizik Tikra Hudavidi, because those pillars are only meant to hold up the roof, and they're not actually meant as a doorway. So the Gemara says, though I have a contradiction on that. A Braisa says Beis Shar, a gatehouse, which is a little you have when you have, for example, next to a chotzer, so you would have in order that people don't just wander randomly into the chotzer, you would have a guard there sitting in a little building built into the doorway, built either inside or outside the doorway of the chotzer with a guard over there. Sort of like nowadays, many times you'll have a little booth where a security guard sits. So that booth is kind of the equivalent of a Beis Shar. Achsadra, or an achsadra, like we were just talking about, an entryway, umir peses, or a gallery, which is where you have an upper floor with apartments, and people will walk upstairs and then walk through that gallery. It's like a hallway, but open on one side, kind of like you have in some hotels and motels, you'll find such a thing with the second floor. You'll have there's a sort of like a porch. So there's like an upper area over there. You go up with steps, and then you have it's open on one side with a railing, and the other side you have the doorways of the individual rooms. So that kind of thing is called a mirpesis. So those kinds of things, chayav and mezuzah, all those things are chayav and mezuzah. Rashi points out that it means the chayiv only did abanan, because there's a different Gemara, that Gemara in Yuma, that also talks about the din of mezuzah, which says that such places are potter midaraisa. So nevertheless, the chayiv did abanan. Now, the point is, in other words, you're telling me an achsadra is potter from mezuzah always, whereas this braisa is saying that you chayiv. So the Gemara says, the answer is, ba'asadra de bei rav. The answer is, the Braisa is talking about the kind of asadra that they had in Rav's household, or in Rav's Beis Medrash, where it did actually have four walls, but none of the walls reached the roof. So it was like a breezeway, which looks higher than mezuzah, because it has four walls and it has a door into it. The asadra, which has only three walls, would in fact be potter. So the Gemara asks, of course, achsadra de beirav came to Rav Yossi. Of course, such an achsadra like they had in Rav is a full-fledged roof. Why would we think that it would be possible? Just because the walls don't reach the roof? So the Gemara says, fine, you're right. Achsadra gumrisa, rather what we mean is the kind of achsadra that's kind of is where it's like it's a the whole thing is made like large windows. You have like the whole thing. You have it's one pillar after another. So then that kind of thing is even though you have gaps between one and the next, nevertheless it would be chayiv and mezuzah. So kind of like we're talking something like a gazebo maybe or something. But if it's closed on three sides and open on the fourth, and there's no actual door there, then in fact it would be potter from mezuzah. So in halacha we have sometimes you'll have an entryway where you just have the ends of the walls go there and then stop. So the ends of the walls are there to hold up the ceiling. They're not there to make a doorway for the room that you're going into. And in fact, in such a case, it would be potter. But if the walls turn the corner and form a door frame over there, then in fact you would be chayav in mezuzah. And you can also have a case. Sometimes you have that only on one side of the door, and then it's going to depend whether it's on the right side or the left side. So we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem.